Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. Welcome in. And throughout this, we brought you great people, particularly coming out of New Jersey, throughout the whole drone nonsense, that are trying to move into position to actually do something about this. And one of them in the forefront is Senator Mike Testa from the Jersey Shore. I think it's more Cumberland County, but he's with us on Talk Radio 1210. Senator, welcome back.
Great to be back, Dom. So listen, I live in Cumberland County in the city of Vineland, but I represent all of Cape May County, which is obviously a very large shore community, most of the county of Cumberland and three small towns in Atlantic County.
Aha, now I know. Okay, so we got that straight. So, Mike, as we've been talking throughout this, doesn't it come down to seeing Kirby yesterday tell us about hobbyists from the White House lawn or behind us? CNN today talking about they're changing police choppers. So these are the old choppers going away, and they're testing out new ones. And there's just no leverage because of Murphy, principally, to do anything. How do you see it at this point?
I truly believe that the term that is commonly used is gaslighting, that the federal government is gaslighting the public. They're basically telling us you're not seeing what you believe that you are seeing. And you have numerous sightings throughout the state. You have our president-elect, President Donald J. Trump, saying he's hesitant or not coming back to New Jersey because drones have been seen flying over his golf course. I just can't believe that the federal government thinks that the American public is that stupid that we're going to fall for their narrative that we're all just too stupid to believe our own eyes. It's ridiculous to me that the federal government isn't answering any of the questions.
No, they're not. So we have the mayor of this town in Jersey today, Bellevue, goes on New York. We didn't know this was coming. New York Live or one of their New York shows. And he says December 2nd, this missing container, it was damaged and it's missing some radioactive material.
Yes, I've heard about that alleged missing radioactive material from Newfield, New Jersey, which is very close to the city of Vineland. That's actually Gloucester County, but it's a municipality that touches the city of Vineland. So obviously, I'm very concerned about that. There are a lot of theories out there. And Dom, this is what gets scary about this situation. It's, you know, I'm a trial lawyer, so I look through the lens of a trial lawyer. If I don't give the jury a narrative, they will fill in the gaps.
Yes.
And that is exactly what is happening with the public at large. They are creating a narrative because our federal government and our state government refuses to give us the honest narrative as to what is happening. And worse, they're telling us, oh, this is a commercial airplane, or this is a personal airplane, oh, or these are new municipal helicopters. I think the general public is smart enough to know the difference between a helicopter and something that looks like a large SUV is a drone that's flying through the air. And by the way, again, I had a briefing at the New Jersey State Police with Colonel Callahan. And what did he say? He said it's a drone. He said that the state police had a helicopter directly above one of these very large drones. So did the state police tell us a false narrative? Or did the state police actually see something that was a very large drone? Now, certainly, Dom, I'm not foolish enough to believe that some of these are false sightings or even false reportings.
Right.
However, there's been enough of them that have been seen throughout the state of New Jersey that we know that there are numerous legitimate sightings, and the 9+ million New Jerseyans deserve to know the truth as to who they belong to, why are they here, what are they doing, and do they pose a threat? Rather than what we've been told is, we don't know who owns these drones, We don't know where their origin of flight takes place. We don't know why they are here. We don't know where they are returning to. But trust us, you're 100% safe.
Yeah, exactly. So what do you make? This was bipartisan, I think, in your meeting, at least what I'm told and the people we had on. Democrats on this, too. Yet Murphy then lectures on Monday with reporters, calm down, take a breath. He's the guy that is pivotal here. Why is Murphy not more aggressive? I don't mean just shooting them down. I mean seemingly pushing the envelope more here. You would think he would be getting the most heat as governor.
One would think that he would be getting the most heat. And this is where I will say, look, the New Jersey State Police is not the proper agency to even be leading this investigation. And this is no offense to them. This is our airspace. This should be the Coast Guard, our National Guard, and the Air Force, as far as I'm concerned, working in partnership with the FBI. At that meeting, we were told that the New Jersey State Police is working hand in hand with the FBI. It makes zero sense to me that we have officials from the federal government gaslighting the citizens of the state of New Jersey. We have a governor who didn't show up to either the meeting that was had with the legislature or the meeting that was had directly after with numerous mayors from throughout the state of New Jersey. And herein lies the biggest problem that I had with that meeting. When we were told there's no imminent threat, and then when multiple legislators asked how there was no threat, and I will take some credit, I was the first person to ask any questions of Colonel Callahan, what was I told? Oh, well, we haven't seen any payload on any of the drones that have been sighted. So I guess what we're supposed to wait for is when they have a payload and they're directly over our soil. That's ridiculous, and it puts 9+ million New Jerseyans in danger.
Oh, without a doubt. So I guess parting area, can anything on the horizon, because I'm in the camp, Mike, that says you guys are pressing on women. We've had on people that are pressing this until Murphy feels the heat enough, determining he's going to take some other action. The federal government is capable of just running this through Christmas and probably running it through until Trump is president.
Certainly the federal government has been sitting on their hands. I think we do need to press Governor Murphy. I think everyone should be pressing Governor Murphy on this because they should be demanding answers. And isn't this exactly like what happened during COVID?
Yes.
When we were just told, you better listen to us. We are the authority. You don't deserve any answers. And we had briefings after briefings after briefings. And the governor admitted that the Bill of Rights was above his pay grade. And yet you couldn't exercise your First Amendment right to go to church, yet your liquor stores and dispensaries were open. Please make sense out of that. And the government told us, no, we know what's best for you. And we shut down the entire state. And here it is again. They're telling us you have nothing at all to worry about. And you're probably not seeing what you think you're seeing.
Yeah, amazing.
It's gaslighting at its worst.
It is. Well, please, Senator, keep us in the loop on this. And I know that you've been in the forefront on this. It is one of the most arrogant, troubling things that we've seen. But thank you. And again, stay in touch. If we don't speak, have a great Christmas.
Have a great Christmas. I can't wait to be on again. And trust me, I will continue to be the voice for my legislative district and for the people of New Jersey. Thank you.
Thanks, Senator, very much. Yeah, I always like to have Mike Test on. By the way, a little update. Now out of Aurora, Colorado, and still no word that this is definitively the Venezuelan gang that Martha Raddatz said only a handful, that torture was involved with some of the people that were released over the last 24 hours or so by the police. Look, the mayor in Aurora, Colorado was complicit in this stuff in the sense that when Trump got on it, he immediately then tells the media, well, the police assure me everything is under control. Really? And there's just no personal anger in these people that our government is lying during this. The biggest lie by Kirby. They've checked on all 5,000 reports they have. That's just preposterous. There's no way. And the big lie with Martha Raddatz and others, only a handful. No personal. What do you mean Venezuelan gangs are taking over entire apartment complexes? Well, it was only a handful in America. And that we can't stop this and we have to gaslight and lie about it rather than just disposing of these people, deporting them, getting them out of the country, having them in jail. So here we go again this morning. We have this situation where torture is involved, stabbings, 14 people detained, I'm not sure about arrested, by the police at this point in the very same complex. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. When we were talking with, and we have Dom's Money Melody coming up, Senator Testa, I've been holding this to around time of Money Melody. This U.S. representative, the congressman, Josh Gottheimer, who people that I respect at New Jersey politics think in the end he's going to be the Democrat nominee to be the next governor. He apparently, according to the Inquirer, they think he misrepresented his Spotify Wrapped. I don't know, Henry and Dan, if you guys do this, and if you do, tell me what the result is. In other words, it didn't come up the way he want. His excuse is, well, his kids might be using it too. I can't tell that the Inquirer agrees on this, but he says, for the record, whatever the Inquirer says, he's adamant that his Spotify rap says the top five songs were Bruce Springsteen's hits, so to speak. Thunder Road, number one. My first fun concert ever was at the Meadowlands to see the Boss. You see where this guy's going. Now, Republicans, if they can't play with this when they get into, and I don't have a sense. I need to hear from people in Jersey. Look, we're a station, almost as a group, almost up and down the line, anti-Springsteen, for obvious reasons, what we've seen go on. My biggest reason is not even just the politics of it. It's the phoniness of it. It's the phoniness of his own life, the stuff that he does, stuff that he's involved in, and the narrative, the core, the fodder of Springsteen, which is obviously what? These middle-class towns against the world, that kind of stuff. So does he play in Jersey where this has to be your answer? You know, I don't know what Spotify would say if he even does it with Jack Cittarelli, for example. Henry, do you know yours?
You do?
In front of me, yeah. I'm more curious about when you're talking about this. He's saying his top five were all Springsteen songs, correct?
Yes.
Did he post like a screenshot of his Wrapped?
Well, yes. Here's the Inquirer.
All right.
A closer look revealed inconsistencies with the font, spacing, and resolution in Gottheimer's post compared to legit rap results. Gottheimer admitted the results were fudged. When asked by NJ.com columnist Jeremy Schneider, his reasoning, the congressman says he shares his Spotify account with his kids.
Mm. Yeah, so he's a complete phony.
Well, that's what seems to be going on here, and he's still trying to maintain the top five for Springsteen.
No, some Dua Lipa or Chappelle Roan got on there, and he was apparently, like, oh, I can't have that out there.
Probably, so, you know, don't go for it with your Spotify. But is his instinct correct? If you're in Jersey, the best thing you should do is, even on something as crazy as this, you got to say, it's the Boss, they're my top five.
Yeah, but don't
is it,
post
is
it.
Is that
don't...
still in Jersey? That's the thing. That's what I'm asking.
I guess, yeah. I mean,
okay.
I'm sure there's other like if you threw in some Bon Jovi, it wouldn't have killed him, right? Like
that's what I'm suggesting here,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they didn't have to go with all the Boss. Like, look at me, I'm a real team player here.
Yeah,
I've listened
exactly.
To the Boss.
Yeah, so cringy. So what do you say, Henry? What's yours?
What's my top five?
Yeah.
At least in terms of songs this year, it's a very odd list. Number five was Tuesday's Gone by Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Okay.
Number four was Right Now by Singer 71. Number three was Delta Dawn by Tanya Tucker.
What?
That's a curious choice.
I love
Why do you love Tanya Tucker?
I love that song. I don't know.
Really?
Something about it really gets me going.
Whoa, I know.
Right.
No, I mean like a good way, like in a hype way. I don't know why. What's that flower? Number two was Break Stuff by Limp Bizkit.
Okay.
And number one was Graduate by Third Eye Blind.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, no phonies on that one.
You can't be governor of New Jersey then.
No. No, and I wouldn't post it in fear of people be like, why are you listening to Tanya Tucker that much?
So
I have mine too.
Okay, we'll get yours in 1 second here. So I would love people, tell me on Twitter, what do you think Jack Cittarelli's top two or three were? And what are Ed Dare? Maybe Ed Dare is listening. He'll call in. The Bramnick guy that we've had on, God knows what his might be.
Yeah.
Yeah, God knows what they say. All right, Dan, what are yours?
Yeah, so my number one, or my top five artists, Dom, are Red Hot Chili Peppers, Gorillaz, Nirvana, The Beatles, and George Harrison. Very on. Wouldn't expect
and Harrison's
this.
Number one?
No. Harrison's number five. Number one is the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Okay. All right. That's pretty mainstream.
For songs, I Wish You Were Here, Orchid by Black Sabbath, We Just Disagree by Dave Mason, and Stay With Me by Faces. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I don't have any Spotify results to report, but I wonder, out of our listeners, what's the number one thing that we would get? I'd be interested in hearing from people at Dom Show 1210, or you can call in and tell us when you look at the end of the year.
Delta Dawn's one of your top fives.
Okay.
No, everyone listens to Won't Get Fooled Again.
I listen to every
hour on the hour. Yes. It's the Dom Giordano program.
There you go. But this Gottheimer guy, I think Republicans respect this guy as being able to preen as a moderate Democrat. But if he can't even, if the Inquirer outs him, now look, if he has kids and that distorts, but still, it was probably going to be Springsteen, some song in the top five. No, he's got to have all Springsteen, and he gets caught with the font and the resolution changing it.
Yeah, and I feel like if it was really his kids, you know, messing up his algorithm, you'd probably want some of that in there to appeal to a younger audience.
Yeah.
Like, oh, hey,
it's just my kids thing that's
in
there.
Yeah, I like contemporary music. I'm hip. I'm with it.
That's exactly. But this guy is off the mark. I don't think Jersey is still that crazed over Springsteen, where 20 years ago, yes, it would have been politically, you have to do it. I think it's genuine with Christie, too. Christie's a fanatic. I think it's genuine with Springsteen. It's a flaw, but, you know, in my view, but he is legit. He's not making it up. I mean, I've interviewed him enough times. He's not making it up. All right, so 855-839-1210. I don't know what the person would be. Is it, you know, it couldn't be Kid Rock, right? To appeal to a MAGA audience, did you have to have top five Kid Rock song? I can't imagine.
I feel like that's a little too stereotypical.
Yeah, I'm looking at the people around Trump or Village People. might be easier to accomplish. Yeah, these people will do anything to falsify what the bio. But this is to a level. I agree with you. With the kids, wouldn't people say, hey, these are his kid selections. He has youngish kids. What's wrong with that? That's a good thing.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. All right, 855-839-1210. But first, let's go to Dom's Money Melody. All right, so today, you'll win a $50 Metro Diner. I've been there several times. Great spot. Gift card. Perfect for your next holiday gathering. Metro Diner is serving up their heat and serve holiday feast to go with roast turkey or baked ham paired with all the fixings that serve a party of 1, 4, or 8. Visit metrodiner.com to place your order today.
Dom, I am honoring you. I think I am with this one. Our side question is, who's recognizable Joe Joseph? And I'm actually doing someone who is married to a recognizable Joe. Just until recently, they got a divorce. But Dom, I think this might be one of your crushes. I'm sorry, Ro, if you're listening. we want to know who this is singing. A very recognizable voice. Don't want to give away too much. That was recently married to a Joe. Until recently, they got divorced.
Okay.
Singing a Christmas tune. Take a listen.
Frosty the snowman has a very happy face with a sort of bottom nose and a right on nose and twice made out of snow.
You know, this is that. No, I have no idea. Married to a Joe. Okay.
That's a pretty clue.
I know it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hit us with that. 855-839-1210. $50 gift card off to the Metro Diner. We'll probably have that all this week. Great spot. Jump in with that.
One more time.
Side question. Let's hear it. Yes.
See, the snowman has a very happy face with a sort of bottom nose and a right on nose and twice made out of snow.
But I don't think that's a crush of mine.
So bad.
Yeah, I don't.
No,
I don't think. Yes, that's who I thought it was.
Yeah,
and not a crush of mine.
Really?
No, I can't stand her. No.
What? You can't stand her?
No.
Me and Henry are back over here fawning over her.
It's way overdone. It's too much. I mean, I get the hotness, but not the what you have to put up with. I just don't see it. All right, 855-839-1210. I'm not falsifying it either, Spotify list or not. and let us know what's on the
cheat sheet. Be on my top five next year.
All right. It's Sky. I'd rather have Carmen singing this. Carmen now can do it. Absolutely.
I love the two eyes made out of snow.
All right. 855-839-1210. You get on board.
It's the Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, Dom's Money Melody for a great prize. $50 gift card, Metro Diner. Let's hear the clue.
The snowman has a very happy face with a sore bottom nose and a red nose and twice made out of snow.
All right, let's go to Jay in Abington. Jay, who? Oh, my fault. Wait a minute there. My fault, Tom. Let's go to Jay in Abington, Talk Radio 1210. All right, Jay, who's singing the song?
Sofia Vergara.
All right. Very nicely played. What? All right, Jay, I'll put you on hold. Enjoy the Metro Diner.
No crush on Sofia Vergara?
No, not at all. Oh, God.
No? Really?
It's just too much. The whole act.
I think it's genuine, though. I mean, it's been her entire career. I think it's just the way, like, she is, you know?
All right. Not sure about that.
She has, you know, the broken English occasionally, but I think it adds to her appeal. And it kind of, you know, makes her...
Henry's in that camp, too.
I agree. Yeah, no, that's her whole persona. Everything about her, it's just... large. It's all in your face.
All right. Well, we'll get you on that's promo material. Okay. All right. 855-839-1210. You can get on board.
And Joe Manganiello was her husband, yeah.
We'll have another winner tomorrow, hopefully, for a gift card. And away we go with that. So we heard from Mike Testa, and he mentioned Newfield, New Jersey, close by, and this radioactive stuff. We've been trying all morning, afternoon to get with the mayor that went on New York TV and brought up the radioactive part of this today, albeit most people think it's minimal. Putting that in context, container damage, missing. Again, I'm in a camp that thinks they're going to continue doing this. They just are a combination of arrogant. They're not masterminds, you know, hiding some big national thing here. This could be solved by just coming forward with it. But Murphy is the key player once again. And how much in New Jersey can people take seeing this continue to play? Jersey's the epicenter for whatever reason of this, even though it's in other spots. I still don't think Josh Shapiro would go after this in the same way because he has presidential aspirations. Murphy is not, I think, any more that delusional. And he's kind of running out the clock, doing the usual damage. But can you imagine if Mrs. Murphy, heaven forbid, had become Senator Murphy? What would she be pushing to do here? But the Andy Kim guy is out there telling us these seem to be real. I don't see him pushing, though. Murphy is the one that has to take action, won't even send up the helicopters, you may remember, and we've talked about this, to try to determine where this is coming from, and is it related to a fear of this missing radioactive material, and this is an attempt to essentially sniff it out in some way, shape, or form. If they said that, that wouldn't cause panic. This is not causing panic as much as it's breeding even more distrust. So what do people like CNN do? Someone CNN. What they do is they tell you that Trump is the one causing problems and that they're in touch with the Biden administration and they seem to know exactly what in the world is being caused by it. Here's Dana Bash. This is Cut 17. I seized on this, just another example of what Kirby's telling us. He said, hobbyist, listen to Dana Bash and listen to one of the new things she throws into the mix.
Thanks, Elena. I just want to go back before I get to you, Daniel. I'm going to do a little Daniel Dale right now and say that while the president-elect was speaking and saying what you just played, alleging that the government knows, suggesting that there is something nefarious going on and that he knows that, I was texting with a senior administration official who said that they did an interagency briefing on this yesterday, and they were told that it is a mix of fixed wing aircraft with pilots, commercial drones, law enforcement replacing old police choppers, and recreational. Nothing anomalous found. 1 million registered drones in the U.S., 8,000 in the sky every day. So that is what the administration is saying on the drones. There's so much more to talk about, but because he weighed in and leaned into and explicitly said that President Biden knows what's going on here, and that he suggested he wasn't even interested in going to Bedminster, his club in New Jersey, because that's where most of them were. It's important to say what the current administration, who has the active people looking at this, are saying.
Meaning, you're putting your imprimatur on that. That's what you're saying. Again, now we're into the level. There's nothing to see here. Stop it already. They're incurious about this. Now, this is the same network, that whole Malaysian airline thing. Where did it go? Don Lemon, I can remember the dark holes, months it seemed like, day after day after day over that. But what we're clearly seeing, what clearly is something that the federal government is supposed to take charge of and protect us on, they basically know everything's okay with this. How would they know that? Because they tell us they don't know anything other than the ordinary things. That's where they've landed. Saying old police choppers. Can you imagine throwing that in with the hobbyist stuff? I just can't get off that. If they just, they're tired of saying the usual things, fixed wing airplanes and all that. No, there's not that many of them. There's not enough of that. This is ridiculous. Okay, coming up. Tom DiBello has been a real friend to the show, the Republican commissioner out there in Montgomery County. And Montgomery County joining the club. Now they want to raise taxes by 9%, but they've done a lot more this year, including their star, the lead commissioner. We'll talk with him and kind of honor him for his help this year and some of the stuff that he did. Take your calls, too. Hey, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sports book, has all your favorite books. From who will win the game to how many points a player will score. Plus, check out newer bets like the number of dunks, assists, or three-pointers in the next 3 minutes. It doesn't matter if you tap into FanDuel before the game starts or after it's already tipped off. You can pick up a W whenever. Now's the perfect time to get in on the action, because right now, new customers, you can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. Just visit FanDuel.com/Dom, D-O-M, for your chance to score $150 in bonus bets. FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 1210 WPHT. You have to be 21 plus, present in Pennsylvania. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, it is Dom time. And yes, we live in this area, so the local people make a huge difference in our lives. And somebody that did that this year, and again, he's against a rock star of the White House when it comes to going to prisons and getting people to vote, and that Mr. Softy truck that I think cost, what was it, about $140,000. Tom DiBello is the minority commissioner, meaning the Republican in the suburbs out in Montgomery County. And they, not as bad as Delaware County, they want to raise taxes by 9%. When do people in the suburbs rise up against this stuff? Let's go to Commissioner Tom DiBello. Tom, Merry Christmas. Thanks for a great year from you, particularly the prison, et cetera. And Tom, how long, what's the reaction to this 9% tax raise?
Well, you know, as you could expect, I mean, people aren't happy. I mean, everywhere I go, I'm asked and questioned about it. And it's just a continuation of taxes increasing all over the place. In Montgomery County, the last 4 years, cumulative has been a 34% tax increase. Now we're looking at another 9%. You know, that brings it up to 42%, 43% in the last for several years. And, you know, and I mentioned this at the last meeting, our meeting last week. I said, you know, yes, it's a very complicated budget. We're experiencing a lot of rise in cost, inflation, and all that. You know, that all impacts the county as well. But I said we really need to. I recommended that our meetings next year need to be more business oriented. We need to really buckle down, focus on what reprioritize initiatives and really dial into this spending. I said I want to do departmental analysis. I mean the whole nine yards. I said we can't continue going in this direction. I said it's just not acceptable. The taxpayers are upset. I mean, there's rising taxes on counties, townships, school boards. You know, school districts, I said, on average are raising taxes 4 to 5% a year. I mean, it's just coming in every direction, and people just can't do it anymore.
Yeah, well, here are the policies. And, yeah. The policies of Biden and your fellow commissioners there. They raise inflation, and then they say we have to tax you more to cover inflation. Tom, do you see any signs post this election where Trump moved the needle a little bit in Montgomery County that we're seeing people get it? This is all that you're ever going to get out of Democrats.
Well, that's a great question. I've been at several events after or post Trump winning. People are excited. They really see that, you know, we need to bring common sense leadership into all of these positions, both locally and at the county level, because, you know, I think what Trump's going to do is he's going to demonstrate what that common sense leadership looks like. It's going to get this country back on track. We have Dave McCormick down in Washington. He's going to be a big help in Pennsylvania as well. And I think it could be to turn the page for where our future could be if the people, if the energy and everything stays high, you know, continues to stay high. We could absolutely start to make a turn here in Montgomery County. People see it. People get it. We just need to now turn it into action.
Well, without a doubt, Tom, I just wanted to congratulate you, though. A big year, not just the prison and the Mr. Softy truck, on so many things that go on there, at least exposing that to the public, since the media is kind of reluctant on it. What do people in the new year, is there an initiative we ought to know about, another, either it's raising taxes or it's just woke? What are we going to see in Montgomery County?
You know, I think I'm not really sure. I mean, we got, you know, there's multiple big projects that are underway. I mean, we have the new Justice Center. I mean, I talked about this when I was campaigning, you know, the $275 million Justice Center and all that. I mean, there was just a lot of big projects that are underway. My biggest initiative for 2025 is really, because of my background and experience and all that, my drive is to bring us more business-oriented meetings and really focus on not necessarily all of the touchy-feely or the human side of everything that we do, but we got to buckle down. We really, really need to buckle down, and I'm going to keep pushing for that, and I hope to be successful, because that will set, you know, Montgomery County on a very positive track in the future.
Well, Tom, thank you. Thanks for keeping us in the loop, and we'll do it again with you in 2025. Merry Christmas, and thanks again, Tom.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, Tom, and thanks for having me on.
Hi, that guy has been there whenever we called on him. The prison thing, you may remember, the Mr. Softy truck, but just when are the suburbs going to retain some sanity? All right, let's go to Sharon in Lower Gwinnett on Talk Radio 1210 in Montgomery County. Hey, Sharon, good afternoon.
Hi. I'm Sharon. I am a Republican. I live in Lower Gwinnett, and I was married to an Army officer, intelligence. And, you know, I noticed there's lawyers calling in, engineers, all kinds of various backgrounds, but no military people. To me, these drones are military. This is a military exercise that they're doing, and I hope they don't tell us what it is. Some things should really be kept secret. As far as I'm concerned, we're way behind with drones, And we, this is an exercise.
Wait a minute, Sharon. I differ with you there. It's one thing to not tell us the innards of new technology or what they're working on. That's where judgment comes in. But we owe an explanation to know that the military, I mean, it's in broad day, the military is working on some things, and they don't have to tell us the innards of it. That's the secret part. But I do think you cannot do this on this. Not only that, how in the world would you be doing this for this long, Sharon, even if it is the military, in plain sight?
I don't have that answer. All I can say is what I believe. And I believe that this is a military operation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have many, many enemies out there. And in, as far as the drones go, they surpass us. So, that's all that I can come up with, in all honesty, Don.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, Sharon. I appreciate you sharing that. Thank you. Thanks very much. Look, it's not going to fly, though. It's not going to fly our level, even with the military. I think our level of credibility here and stuff like this is low even there. No, they have to say, all right, this is a military operation. And you mean to say this is going on for 6 or 7 weeks? How long might you have to be doing it? I remember Dan came up with an idea. They wouldn't want to say that, of figuring out a way to track drivers or something like that more. If they're doing that, it'll come out in the end. We'll see it in the end. And then people will be more revolted by the government. And again, people around Trump have to tell him the first 30 seconds he's in there, whatever orders to the military at any level, the FAA at every level. I would tell you at this point, if this continues, which I'm predicting it possibly could, to Trump's inauguration, I think he's got to do that first. He's got to end this. He's got to take the veil off this. He's got to make a statement, and he's got to tell them to stand down on this. You heard Sharon's point. Look, we don't want to know military secrets. Not a question of that. It's a question, though, of not terrorizing people with this. All right, 855-839-1210, you jump on board. More calls and also lightning round here. We'll get to winner today. I see a fierce contest going on with the two Joes, Joe of Exton and Joe of Columbus. Joe of Columbus taking the lead. We'll see if that goes back and forth. Hey, Christmas and New Year's are days away. You're as busy as ever. Need help? Party and meal planning? No worries. I always recommend Captain Chuckie's. They have a lot to offer for your holiday table. Or if you're going to a gathering, you're bringing something. Remember how much you can stock up at Captain Chuckie's. Always known for their fantastic crab cakes, wild-caught shrimp, the soups, might I say, the Dom rolls too. Now Captain Chuckie's is teaming up with some well-known family-owned businesses to offer some other great products. Captain Chuckie's and Marciano's Bakery of Philadelphia launched their newest invention, the Bang Bang Crab Cake and Cheese Specialty Bread. Available exclusively for now at most Captain Chuckie's locations. They also have their Taste of Philly section in most stores. They carry these family-owned items that people love. Stock's Pound Cakes, Marciano Specialty Breads, pierogies from the Pierogi Kitchen of Roxborough, Chef Matt's Key Lime Pies, Derby's Philly Famous Clams Casino, and the Vera Pasta Company of Westchester. They produce Captain Chuckie's own line of pasta, including their three different raviolis. That's lobster, banging crab, and that shrimp scampi ravioli in their own jarred blush sauce. Just check out their website for availability. And the Dom Roll, you got to have that over the holidays. There's a location near you. Go to the website, welovecrabcakes.com. Welovecrabcakes.com. Head it to the Jersey Shore. Go to Captain Chuckie's at the shore. .com.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That's right, we do. The lightning round is sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo. Right now, lease an all-wheel drive XC90 for as low as $687 per month using all applicable rebates. See the store for details. They always go the extra mile for their customers because relationships matter at Cherry Hill Volvo. All-time Joe, Josephine, you get it from the two Joes. We'll give you the update on what's happening in their battle before we get out of here. Terry and Cherry Hill, who's your Joe, Terry?
Hi, it's Terry from Cherry Hill, but it's Broadway Joe. Joe Willie Namath, the best looking legs in a pair of pantyhose.
Yeah, that was back in the day. Today, if you did it, it'd be one thing. Back then, when he did it, was not the fur coats on the sidelines, too, were just unbelievable. Chris in Malvern. Chris, who's yours?
I was in the Army barracks with a nut exactly like him. What are you, afraid of clowns? Crazy Joe Davola.
One of the great characters. And what did he yell to break up the pilot when they were doing it?
I can't remember. I remember, you're under no obligation to shake my hand.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I encourage intruders to Elaine. Yes. He yelled what John Wilkes Booth did when he shot
Tyrannus.
Lincoln. Yes, when he shot Lincoln jumping off the thing. That's a good one. Let's go to Greg in the Northeast. Greg, afternoon, what's yours?
Hey, Dom. My answer actually correlates to everything you've talked about today. The drone situation, Kirby, all these guys, the media. I'm going to go with the Joe of whom there are more of than any other in the world. I include myself one, and that is Joe Blow, the everyday man. And I would have to say, I honestly believe these experts wake up every day and say to themselves, what does Joe Blow over here know? We're the smart people in the room. Just shut up and listen to us.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And they're not. I mean, if they were, that would be bad enough. But they're certainly not. Look at them. My God.
I'll take Joe Blow any day over John Kirby.
Yeah. John Kirby, when I was watching that late, Roe will tell you the profanity level, Greg, was beyond any level imaginable. I don't think he'd ever come on, but I just can't even. The scarf just got, even the scarf, yeah. Obvious. Yeah. They're obvious. Let's go to a hobby shop. Thank you, Greg. Very good. Robert of Ben Salem, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert, hey. Welcome in.
Dom, Dan, it's good to talk to you guys today. 30 seconds, I promise, Dom.
Sure.
First, it was a fun ride, and I'm honored to have made it to the Final Four, but my fellow listeners have spoken, and congratulations to Scott. Second, an observation. I'm watching these people lie and gaslight us for the first 4 years, and it occurs to me that when they're out of politics, they would all make wonderful mushroom farmers because they love to keep us in the dark and feed us crap, okay?
Yeah.
My answer to the side question is JoJo Starbuck, figure skater. She won a U.S. title 3 times and was a 2-time gold medalist at the Olympics. And you guys have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Thank you, Robert. There's something about the name JoJo, too. That's
not too many JoJos around.
No, it's a great name. JoJo Giordano. JoJo Borowski. Let's go to Bill in Palmyra, New Jersey. Hey, Bill, what do you have today?
Hi, Dom. Today, my answer is another Joseph from biblical fame that Andrew Lloyd Webber turned into a smash hit musical. Joseph and his amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
That's a good one. Fictional, but a good one. Oh, Drew in Upper Darby going with his sports knowledge. Hey, Drew, good afternoon. What's yours?
Hey, Dom, thanks a lot. Hey, Dom, real fast, when Tanya Tucker did Delta Dawn, she was only 14 years old.
Uh-oh, and that's a problem.
And,
yeah.
And then Helen Reddy came along and scooped it up and got all the fame for it. Well, anyway, my
fame.
Dom, this is,
it's Henry, yeah.
That's why hey, man, nor Glenn Campbell's either, because he ran with Tanya. But well, anyway, my Joe Dom, like this TV ad, the irony of it is amazing, because there were still some racial tensions going on. The Vietnam War was just winding down. And it was, just a big mean, even in his nickname, Mean Joe Green in the Coca-Cola commercial, and he tossed the shirt to the little kid.
Top 5 commercials of all time. Henry, who are a couple contenders here?
Yeah, I mean, I like the answer of Chris and Malvern's with Crazy Joe Davola, tying the whole Seinfeld
thing.
I also like Terry and Cherry Hill's answer of Hollywood Joe Namath. I think that's
right.
A good one. And I think to wrap it up there, Drew in Upper Darby with the Mean Joe Green. I mean, iconic commercial. I mean, to this day, it's still talked about.
Let's go with Mean Joe Green today.
All right.
These are all good. There were at least 7 or 8 of them that, by the way, the Pentagon pressed on the mysterious drones from the caller in Lower Marion, Lower Gwinnett, saying nothing about it today. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. All they have to say is military type of thing, and that's it. I can't imagine over 6 weeks doing this. It's pretty stupid to engage in that. We do have a right to know that. We do. All right, Richie, always next to take you for four big hours. We are back tomorrow. Remember, vote right now in that big Joe contest. Joe of Exton and Joe of Columbus. Go to Twitter.
Dom Show.
Dom Show 1210 at Dom Show 1210. Rich is next. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.